First off, what stands out for you the most about this Patriots defense?
Well, they're a very good defense. Obviously, very well coached from Coach Belichick. Got a lot of playmakers. They create a lot of turnovers. Been getting to the quarterback a lot, and just find a way to make big plays and keep teams from getting in the end zone. Might give up a little yardage here and there, but they always stand stout in the red area and find a way to come up with some big plays.
You had a pre-draft visit with Coach Belichick that he talked a little bit about over the last couple of days. What did you take out of that, and how did that all go down?
Well, one, it was just a great opportunity, to get to know a great coach, and in all those opportunities, but pre-draft when I went to meet with teams and organizations, I know they were trying to get a feel for me, but I was also definitely trying to learn something each and every visit, and just to be around, Coach Belichick and all the great coaches there in New England, I felt like it was a great opportunity to try to learn, so I tried to take as much as I possibly could, and learn from a great coach, one of the best to coach, and it was a phenomenal opportunity for me, and I'm very grateful they're even that interested in me.
Were you able to learn?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What were you able to learn during that meeting?
Well, I think it was just picking up a lot of different things, just from how certain things, how they go about it, what different things he's looking for, and just a lot of little things, that you just try to pick up as a player, from demeanors to attitudes to, certain things from fundamentals. So I think it was just a great opportunity to learn a lot, and I feel like I really did.
Did your impression of him change once you met him? Like, how did you guys interact? Because he has this, obviously you both have kind of preconceived notions about you guys that people get from TV.
I actually had the pleasure of first meeting him, when he came to Florida, early on, maybe my freshman or sophomore year, something like that, and then he came down to Gainesville and worked me out with with Hernandez and Spikes and Cooper, and a bunch of us worked out for him, and so that was a fun day and a pleasure, and then they brought me up after that, so I've had the opportunity to be around him quite a bit, and what an opportunity to be around a great coach.
Tim, you mentioned Hernandez. Why did you guys click so well in college?
Well, Hernandez is a great player, and he makes any quarterback he's with look a lot better, and he's just a phenomenal player, and exciting to play with, and a great guy, and a great teammate, and a competitor, and one of those guys when you need competitive excellence, and you need someone to step up and make a big play. He's always ready and willing, and I was just proud of him for what he's done as an NFL player and what he did with me at Florida. And he's just he's a guy that I definitely miss being around, but I'm happy for his success.
Tim, are you expecting to see something different, something you've never seen before this week with Belichick at the helm with the Patriots and their defense?
Well, you can see a lot of things. They can provide a lot of different looks. They're very well coached, and so I think a big thing for us is just being able to adjust to whatever they bring, and whatever they show us, and being able to make Coach McCoy and Coach Goose will have a good game plan, but it'll definitely be key to see how they come out and play us and adjust to it.
How often have teams used a spy against you?
What, can you say that again?
How often have opposing teams used a spy defender, like assigning one defensive back or linebacker this year on you? How much have you seen that?
Well, it's on and off. Different teams have done it for certain plays, on and off, and so I think it's something you have to be ready for. But if they do, it opens up somebody else, and that's always a good thing.
Tim, what in the world happens to you in the fourth quarter?
I just think that, I'm just blessed to have great teammates and great coaches, and in those fourth quarters, they just make me look a lot better than I am, and, I just, thank the Lord that we've had the opportunity to pull a few of these ones out.
Is there a way you can sort of learn on this and go back and maybe even, study what's happening in the fourth quarter and use it to translate? Like, is there some way you can sort of use that going forward?
Well, I think definitely to understand what we've done well, you know, what I've done well, what I've done bad, and, you know, not only from the fourth quarter but the whole game, and really try to learn from all of it. And that's something that I really try to do, is look at, you know, my film and our film and see, you know, what I've done and how I can get better, and, you know, the different things that maybe I did well or maybe I didn't do so well, and how I can translate that into improving. And that's something I really, you know, work hard at.
With the ride that you've been on the past 8 or so weeks, does the start of the season seem like a lifetime ago? When you were down on the depth chart, they were trying to figure out what to do, and then all of a sudden it just seems like a completely different scenario you're in right now.
Well, I guess some of it does feel like a little while ago. You know, it definitely has been a little bit of a whirlwind, but it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, it's been, you know, I think, you know, just the most special part about it is just, you know, having teammates that you respect and care about and go out there and play for them. And that's been exciting. And I feel like, you know, our chemistry and our camaraderie is getting better every single week. And I think that's something special.
You have very few professional athletes receive as much attention as you have over the last two, or as early in their career as you have over the last 2 years. A lot of it's been very positive, a lot of it's been extremely negative. How have you been able to handle all of that?
Well, you know, I've honestly done my best to try to just stay clear of it and not pay too much attention, not listen to too much of it. You know, it's obviously hard when, you know, it's, you know, hard to get that far away from it. But, you know, I just, something I learned, when I was, you know, pretty young at Florida, was just not to worry about what I can't control, and that's something that I can't control. So, you know, I think my biggest focus is every day, you know, just, you know, trying to be the best teammate, trying to honor the Lord with how I play and how I live, and, you know, trying to work to be a better quarterback, better teammate, be focused, have a great attitude, and you know, that's really been my outlook on everything, and not necessarily what people are saying about me. And, you know, thank the Lord that I don't have to live the roller coaster that other people say about my life. So that's a good part.
Would you say your faith is stronger now because of everything you've gone through this year and your rookie year last year?
I don't know. That's a good question. First time I've been asked that. You know, I'm not sure. I hope so. You know, I pray that it is, you know, because I think in whatever you're going through in your life, you continue to grow as a person in your faith. And for me as a Christian, you know, trying to, you know, grow closer to the Lord and, you know, continuing, you know, to try to strengthen my faith. And, you know, one way you definitely strengthen your faith is, you know, through obstacles, through adversity. And, you know, there's definitely been some of that, and so that definitely strengthens your faith. And then also something that strengthens your faith is sometimes when you have praise or things go good, is how to handle it. And I think for me, one of my biggest prayers is win or lose, good or bad, is that I'm the same guy. I honor the Lord either way. I treat people the exact same, and, you know, I'm not changing, you know, no matter what happens. I think that's one of my biggest prayers.
Your career started off somewhat similar to Tom Brady's. Is he a guy that you looked at, you know, in high school and in college coming up?
Is Tom Brady a guy that I looked at in high school or college growing up?
Yeah.
Is that your question?
Yeah, your career has started off somewhat similar.
You know, yes, Tom Brady is definitely a guy that I've watched for a long time and respected. And, you know, he's going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. And, you know, I consider it a huge honor to have the opportunity to play against him, and it's something that's very exciting for me. I've watched him play for a long time. I've watched a lot of his cut-ups. I have, tried to learn from him, and he is someone that handles himself very well, and that, you know, just handles his offense extremely well, does so many things so well as a quarterback. And, you know, he's a great guy to try to watch and learn from, and you know, he's been one of the best in the league for a long time. And, you know, I think that's someone great for me to look at and, you know, try to learn from.
Tim, one thing that Robert Kraft said yesterday was that he likes that you're about spirituality, and he likes that the country is thinking about spirituality maybe more now than it did before. What do you think when you hear a comment like that?
Well, you know, I respect Mr. Kraft very much, and had the opportunity to meet him, and you know, that was definitely a pleasure for me. And you know, I feel if that is true, you know, I'll take that as a huge honor. You know, I feel if I could be a good role model. If I could, make, faith something cool, having a relationship with Christ something cool, then I think that would be awesome. I think my biggest, one of my biggest prayers, more so than scoring touchdowns or winning games, is to try to be a great role model for the next generation and someone that, always puts, my faith first and, no matter what, and someone that is hopefully, a player, an athlete that parents can look at their kids and say, that's someone that's trying to do it the right way. He messes up, but he always, tries to give credit to the Lord. He always works as hard as he can, and he's trying to do the best that he possibly can. And I think that's a something that I'm definitely working on.
Did you have an athletic role model, and if so, who was that?
I looked to a lot of people, growing up. Obviously, my dad, different coaches, but as a player, as a football player, I definitely looked up to Danny Werfel growing up because, he was someone that had a whole lot of success in college, and he was very humble with it, and he always gave a lot of glory to the Lord, and he handled himself very well. And I also really looked up to Emmitt Smith, one because he was a Gator, but also because he was one of the best running backs of all time, and I actually grew up a Cowboys fan, so I loved watching him, and that was those are two people that I loved watching. I really looked up to.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, thank y'all so much. God bless.